USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial Friday near the restaurant where the tragic incident occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survive the trauma of gun violence.
Biden met with first responders, health care providers, and some of the families affected by the shooting. The Supreme Court is reviewing a challenge to the federal prohibition on bump stocks. The devices assist semi-automatic rifles in firing at an accelerated rate, and their legality has caused division among federal appeals courts. The decision of the highest court to take up the case follows the most recent mass shooting in Maine. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaking to reporters Friday.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack. Support humanitarian pauses.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or higher. And Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone's pleased with the change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress has yet to make any progress. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Niño. This encompasses the mid-Atlantic, elevated areas in the southwest and California, as well as the southern U.S. Ivanka Trump's planned testimony in her father's New York civil fraud trial will proceed despite her attempt to prevent it. An appeals court dismissed Ivanka's request to be excused from testifying in the trial of former President Trump. The decision was made without providing a specific reason. Ivanka contended that being compelled to testify in the middle of a school week would cause her undue hardship. Her testimony is set for November 8th. A saltwater lake has reappeared in Death Valley, California. Lance Pry explains.
Badwater Basin in Death Valley is a 2.5-hour drive west of Las Vegas, Nevada, in Death Valley, California. It's the lowest point in North America at 282 feet below sea level. Badwater Basin is normally a salt flat left behind from an ancient lake. Well, that lake is back when Hurricane Hillary dropped over 2 inches of rain in 24 hours on Death Valley in mid-August. The lake is now covering 8 square miles. Unfortunately, it's only a few inches deep and will likely evaporate before another El Nino storm hits the region.
And tonight marks the start of the inaugural NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams are set to participate. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.